who later witnessed my special skills during a fight to the death. The upside was that neither fighter died. The downside was that I'd drawn the wrong kind of attention in the process, and I'd made an enemy of Vincenzo Magnarella, a local mobster with a short temper and long fangs.
Might be fun to skate on the moat once it's solid, Ray suggested.
I'll let you do the honors. Getting near frozen water seems like a bad idea unless it's in a cocktail. I caught sight of Nana Pratt lingering near the front gate. She looks tense for a ghost. Is she still mad about the tree?
It's your house. She'll get over it.
Nana Pratt had lobbied for a Christmas tree in the house and was dismayed when I rejected the idea. She refused to accept my argument that indoor trees were fire hazards, and I'd poured all my savings into this house and couldn't afford to lose it because of a holiday tradition gone awry. I'm not a Grinch, I announced. Ray cast me a sidelong glance.
I never said you were.
No, but I could hear you thinking it.
Listen, I need to choose my battles wisely, he said. I was on Team Halloween. I can't force you to celebrate every holiday.
Good, because it won't happen. If you try to guilt me into buying those little candy hearts for Valentine's Day... I paused. Actually, I could be persuaded to do that, but I draw the line at sending cards. He nodded sagely.
Fair enough.
How many inches do you think we'll get? He observed the sky.
Hard to say. Snow isn't too heavy right now, but it depends on whether it picks up during the day.
What's the most snow you ever had in Fairhaven? If Pike County, Pennsylvania, was anything like the county where I was born and raised, the town was no stranger to snow. Ray didn't hesitate.
A hair over 30 inches in February 1978.
I whistled. That must have been fun to shovel.
The whole town shut down. It was kind of nice to have everything grind to a halt. Time seemed to stand still. We huddled in front of the fireplace and played games by candlelight.
Sounds peaceful. His head bobbed.
It was. Forced socialization. Speaking of which, if the roads stay clear, why not venture out tonight?
I squinted at him. Are you trying to get rid of me?
I'm trying to help you. Being alive isn't the same as living. I never understood that until I met you.
So glad I could teach you something. Ray sighed.
I didn't mean it like that. I'd like to see you thriving, that's all.
I appreciate your concern, but I'm a big girl and I don't need it.
Everybody needs a squad. Look at that Taylor Swift. She has a great support system in place.
I turned to face the ghost. Should I give her a call and see if she has room for one more?
I was only trying to give you a real-world example. No need to be a smart aleck. If you don't want to venture out, then you should invite one of your friends over for a game of Scrabble.
Nobody will want to be out in this weather.
You could visit the little vampire. He doesn't live too far.
The little vampire was Otto Visconti, a blind vampire with a Napoleon complex who'd been cursed to prevent him from drinking human blood. One drop, and he'd burst into flames, or something like that. The what was clear, but the how was murky. I'm not in the mood, I said. Ray gave me a long look.
I guess your gentleman caller isn't back yet.
I exhaled in annoyance. Kane isn't my gentleman caller. He isn't my anything. I retreated into the house and stormed downstairs to heat the kettle and try to forget the name Kane Sullivan. 6 weeks had passed since I'd shown the Prince of Hell my true colors. 6 long weeks of uncertainty. When I first discovered he'd taken off without a word, I stayed close to home, licking my wounds. Eventually, I returned to the Devil's Playground to see whether Josephine Banks, his right arm and nightclub muscle, would reveal his whereabouts. It had been a wasted effort. The vampire seemed to delight in telling me she was